Reports at the weekend detailed how major transport projects in this country are at risk of being delayed because the energy grid is at capacity almost. And this afternoon, the Committee on Infrastructure met to discuss our national grid capacity, and an awful lot of concern, Harry, in relation to electricity supply in Ireland and the capacity of the grid. And we know we have some of the highest electricity prices in the European Union right now. But in terms of the constraints being faced by the system, some worrying testimony, wasn't there today?
Yeah, we're a gigabyte or more, a gigawatt or more short of a network, Cormac. I think we're the eighth most expansive country in Europe for electricity prices. And I mean, parts of that are geographical because we don't have our own. We're isolated from Europe, so we have to rely a lot on imports of at the moment gas as we try to build up our renewable energy. But the real problem is in relation to the grid. The grid is not really fit for purpose. And if you remove data centres, you're looking at a growing population over the next 20 years. The increased electrification of the fleet, for example, of cars and other use. So the grid needs to be grown. Now, the government announced a large energy users action plan this week, in which they said that the capacity of the network will be doubled between now and 2040. And talking about investment involving €3 billion of state funds, and that leveraged by up to €17 billion of private funds to build the capacity. And context for that, or the kind of the impetus for that, is that they do also want to encourage more data centres to come here, which are extraordinarily heavy users of energy, especially with artificial intelligence and the likes of Grok. So they're going to be big users. They're saying that a lot of them will be required to provide private wires, i.e. their own grid, to provide renewables. And Dara O'Brien has said that it won't lead to an increase in emissions because by 2040, 80% of all electricity generated will come from renewable sources. We'll see that.
But Will
O'Connor's article
right.
in Sunday Independent was fascinating because he was saying that some of the big projects like Metro, like Dart, housing estates in suburbs of Dublin and elsewhere, will be hit by the fact that the electricity will have to be stopped at certain times of the day, or work will have to be stopped at certain times of the day. Otherwise, there will be such a surge of electricity that it won't be able to cope with the system.
Eileen Lynch of Fine Gael, you are now centre stage to explain to people listening and watching, why are we allowing more data centres who are sucking energy off the grid that is almost at capacity for home users? Why are we allowing more of them to be built?
Okay, firstly, I suppose if we look at our National Development Plan, which was announced last year, that's an investment of €102 billion into infrastructure in this country. It's the biggest infrastructure budget we've seen, with massive investment in terms of electricity. As Harry has mentioned, you're looking at €24.3 billion invested in transport, €18.9 billion, I think, in terms of electricity, and €3.5 billion this year to look at increasing the grid. So this is one of the biggest budgets and one of the biggest investments, I suppose, in energy and electricity in our country since we saw rural electrification. So it is very important to note that and to see that we can marry these two things. You spoke about data centres, and I am aware of the points that you're making. I suppose there is obviously an economic benefit to them, and we, in terms of jobs, in terms of stability, in terms of foreign direct investment, they do serve their purpose. I think it's also important to note that we have very strict connection rules here. We've one of the strictest connection rules when it comes to Europe. And
yeah, we have such a strict connection rule in this country that 80 homes in Portlaoise couldn't be opened, or users couldn't go into their homes because they couldn't be connected to the grid last year. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
And because the grid was at capacity. There were grid problems there and connection problems. Now, I don't understand. Of course, data centres are important for the economy. But do we need the amount of data centres? Do we really need the amount of data centres for the economic progress of this country, not beyond this country? I mean, are we putting ourselves at risk by building so many of them?
Look, I suppose also there are measures being taken in terms of the, we're not allowing development of data centres in areas where the electricity is insufficient. If you look at the greater Dublin region, for instance, and also the idea going forward is that they will have to generate their own electricity and that they will have a greater reliability on renewable energy. And again, that's something we're investing in. And you've seen a fivefold...
Can you stop the ball there for a second? Because you say we're not allowing data centres in areas where the grid or the service is in trouble. ESB are warning Metrolink would probably have to rely on timed or flexible electricity connection during construction. Limiting the amount of energy available to builders.
The section of the department told government that we have to make a choice between data centres or connections to new homes. Like currently, 2024 data centres ate up 22% of our electricity. By 2034, that's expected to be 34%. It's simply crazy. We are the data centre capital of the world. And how can we continue to allow to lift that moratorium as they did yesterday when we have such constraints in the grid capacity? And we've had the ORE sector, the offshore renewable sector, in before us in committee. And they told us that really, in reality, in terms of getting some of these offshore projects off the ground, we're looking at yet another decade. So,
yeah, well, we Minister, need data centres as Fine Gael for economic progress.
Yeah, that's nonsense.
No, it's not. You're telling
Eileen. We're a country in full employment. I think at some point someone has to pull the brakes and say, at what point can we just say, can we just slow the economy down a little bit and play catch up here?
You don't want full employment.
We absolutely have it.
I'm being facetious, but
we all want full employment.
But you see, employment—the full employment we have—is contingent upon data centres. That's the logic of what's
being said. At the expense of household energy bills, at the expense of building houses for communities, 13 billion knocked off the NDP for the transport budget. the nature restoration money has gone into Metro North.
Is that the price we pay, Eileen?
This is the price we pay.
I disagree. I mean, you're mentioning there, I suppose, the increased cost of tariff. The CRU estimate that this increased investment will cost homeowners, between an extra 12 and 21 euros per year on their tariff. Data centres have paid 175% extra on their connection fee over the past 5 years. They are contributing. It's not just... there is the economic argument that I've already made. There is employment, there is direct foreign investment. And also, I think when we are looking at an international view that is so unstable, when we see what's going on to the west and to the east of us, we need this stability. We need to contain our employment. And yes, we are at full employment.
We need the stability of a dodgy grid. Is that it?
I would disagree with that. As I said,
what part of it do you disagree with?
The National Development Plan, which has been announced, as I said, which is the biggest investment that we have had in infrastructure in this country. We're also looking at, I suppose, our renewables. That's another... there's so much work that we can do there. I think if we look at, you know, our solar panels, our wind turbines, where regulations coming out in relation to wind turbines next year, we need to expand the grid. That is the fundamental problem.
I've never seen a man as unconvinced in my life as Michael Fitzmaurice, but I don't know if you're unconvinced by Eileen or Malcolm.
Well, all I can tell you is that Malcolm's mate, Mr. Minister Ryan, was the minister in charge of wind. And if the DMAPs were done off the West Coast, we could be moving where fines was earmarked for doing projects off the West Coast. Unfortunately, he sat on that for 5 years. We decided...
blame Eamon, yeah, that's it.
Well, listen, are they not the facts? Are you telling me I'm wrong? Are you saying to me he didn't get the DMAPs done?
We committed to try and fix a system.
It was 35 million to do when you didn't do it.
That's
the fact.
Nonsense.
Second of all, you said you'd have X amount of wind off the East Coast by 2030. It's not going to happen. Let's be realistic. What you believe is that we're going to go into this fantasy world that we'll knock off one light here and another light will come on. Doesn't happen. What we have done is we've shut down things that might contribute to electricity. Yes, the infrastructure of the grid wasn't upgraded and should have been upgraded. And then your idea was that you'll put a monstrosity of a 200 metre turbine beside someone in rural Ireland that'll give electricity to Dublin. That's not the way you operate. There's an opportunity if we had done it along the West Coast, and you can have your data centres, you can have your houses, if we have put the infrastructure in place to make sure that we can produce it. If there's plenty of wind can be created.
There was nothing done before.
We could become the Silicon Valley of Europe in the line of producing electricity. We have sat on our hands for a number of years and we have talked and talked and talked. We haven't put the infrastructure in place and now we're in a bit of bother. What was the answer to it? The jet engines that you decided to do, and it had to be done because we're an amper. that was put in, some in Dublin, some down the country, some below on Shannon Bridge. We got out of peat production in Shannon Bridge. We brought in the jet engines and we put
Malcolm, do you want to spit some fire back before I go to a break?
I'm used to the sound, Michael. I think, look, before the Greens came into government, we had very little uplift in terms of climate action and in terms of actual investment in the grid, and the legislation to back up that is required to bring offshore renewables into the fold. And we had a four and a half year period in government in which we moved at breakneck speed, which has literally fallen off a cliff now.
Look, it just as the grid is catching fire, I have to take a break.